This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Sapna Katrim. Roughly 200 people braved the heat and humidity outside Missouri's Capitol building yesterday to mark the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington and Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech. Among those speaking at the event was former St. Louis lawmaker Jeanette Mott Oxford, who now heads the Missouri Association for Social Welfare. She told the crowd she believes King's vision for America went beyond racial equality.
I would not have chosen my career in public policy if it were not for Dr. King. All people in Missouri should have true access to quality health care, decent housing, adequate nutrition, and appropriate education.
Also, several speakers teamed up to read Dr. King's I Have a Dream speech in its entirety, and the crowd took part in a nationwide moment of silence. The event in Jefferson City was timed to coincide with the 50th anniversary ceremony hosted by President Obama in Washington. The hot weather throughout the Midwest is raising concerns among farmers. Harvest Public Media's Bill Wheelhouse spoke to farmers at one of the country's largest agricultural trade shows. Many of the farmers at this year's Farm Progress Show in Decatur, Illinois, told him they're having a rough year.
Hot weather is no surprise during the late August exhibition of All Things Farming, but the recent dry spell in the Midwest is causing some worries. Pam Johnson, a Northern Iowa farmer who is president of the National Corn Growers Association, says that's been the number one concern she's heard from show visitors.
Is the rest of the growing season going to be favorable with the weather challenges we have this spring? A lot of people are facing some drought now, so I think that's the main thing.
Because of cooler and wetter weather earlier in the year, the show has had to cancel its harvesting demonstrations. Farmers hope they won't be in the same kind of trouble back home. Bill Wheelhouse, Harvest Public Media.
A legislative panel studying a possible merger of St. Louis City and county governments is meeting in Clayton to hear public testimony on the idea. The panel, called the Joint Interim Committee on St. Louis Metropolitan Statistical Area Governance and Taxation, was set up to help Missouri legislators determine whether combining the two governments into one makes fiscal and political sense. The city of St. Louis acts as its own county. Merger proponents say a union could save taxpayers money and reduce government duplication. Yesterday's hearing at the St. Louis County Council chambers in Clayton was scheduled to last more than 5 hours and consist entirely of public testimony. Education officials in Missouri are seeking a rehearing after a judge rejected the state's decision to pull state funding for a Kansas City charter school. Education Commissioner Chris Nicastro said yesterday in a written statement that the state wants to, quote, clear up some factual inaccuracies. Gordon Parks Elementary School administrators responded in a written statement saying it's time to end, quote, this chaos. The State Board of Education voted in May against renewing the charter of Gordon Parks Elementary School, citing low academic performance. The charter loss meant the school would lose the state funding it relied upon to operate. But Gordon Parks officials argued the state failed to allow time for efforts to improve test scores to take effect. A judge in Jefferson City ruled last month the state's actions were unreasonable and arbitrary. A Missouri judge has temporarily blocked a pair of new state laws that would have limited the ability of governments to regulate cell phone towers. Cole County Circuit Judge Pat Joyce issued a preliminary injunction barring the laws from taking effect yesterday as scheduled. At issue are bills imposing a wide-ranging list of limitations on cities, counties, and the state for regulating cell phone towers. A lawsuit by several cities claimed the bills violated numerous constitutional provisions by imposing an unfunded mandate on local governments, applying retroactively and infringing on judicial authority. The lawsuit also alleged constitutional flaws in the way that lawmakers drafted the bill. Joyce wrote in a brief order that the bills appear to violate multiple sections of the Missouri Constitution. An estimated 200 people gathered yesterday outside the Missouri Capitol to commemorate the 50th anniversary of Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech, delivered during the March on Washington on August 28, 1963. From Jefferson City, Marshall Griffin has this.
The Missouri ceremony was timed to coincide with the one taking place in Washington Wednesday. Several speakers took turns reading portions of King's famous speech, including the Reverend James Howard, Jr. of Jefferson City.
I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal.
Other speakers said that progress has been made, but that there's still a long way to go. They told the crowd that Martin Luther King's legacy should include not only racial equality, but also greater access to health care, housing, nutrition, and education. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Missouri Governor Jay Nixon is defending his veto of an income tax cut even as Texas Governor Rick Perry conducts a visit to Missouri while promoting low taxes. Nixon is scheduled to announce today a business expansion by an auto parts maker in Troy. He also plans a news conference in the St. Louis suburb of Richmond Heights to highlight how the income tax cut bill could hurt funding for education. Perry, meanwhile, is speaking at a Chamber of Commerce luncheon in St. Louis. He'll also attend a Chesterfield event hosted by a coalition urging Missouri's Republican-led legislature to override Nixon's veto of the tax cut bill. Perry has been running ads in Missouri, encouraging businesses to relocate to Texas. Missouri legislators convene September 11th for a session to decide whether to override Nixon's vetoes. Hundreds of people filled a Southwest Missouri church to say goodbye to a 12-year-old girl who died after disappearing while she played at a park. The Golden City High School gym was filled to capacity yesterday to honor Adriana Horton a week after her body was recovered in Dade County. 34-year-old Bobby Bourne Jr. of Lockwood is charged with first-degree murder, forcible rape, statutory rape, and child kidnapping in her death. David Powell, pastor of Golden City First Christian Church, encouraged the mourners to remember what a kind, friendly girl Adriana had been. For KBIA News, I'm Sapna Khatri.